Hey guys, welcome back to another installment of the Overnight Rewind. We got some stuff for you tonight. We've been gone for a minute, but we are going to get right back into it. It's really good stuff. So, first headline, going to hit you with any Disturbed fans out there. I know they take a lot of shit. They're not, well, maybe, but they're not Nickelback. But headline is from Blabbermouth.net. Disturbs Mike Owengren. It's still a crazy time. A crazy environment for touring. I can imagine that. Most everybody probably took a 2+ year hiatus. And now everybody's just getting back. Summer concert tour has sort of ended. Maybe those guys are going back in the studio. They're writing things. They're developing new albums. They're working with other talent. And, you know, they're trying to get back into it. But so, Disturbed's drummer, if you guys don't know, is Mike Rengren. He spoke to 105.1 The Blaze radio station about the plans for live concerts in support of upcoming album, Divisive. So, well, that's good news. We got some new stuff from Disturbed coming out. I can't wait to hear it. But that's going to arrive November 18th. So this is actually fresh coffee, guys. That's going to come out in 2 days from when you hear this. And that's via Reprise. I don't know if that's a record label, which it is, or a magazine, which it is, but probably online now. He said, as transcribed by Blabbermouth.net, "We've done a few handful of shows this past year. We've been playing the first single, Hey You. As part of the set, it goes over really well. The last two shows, we've even played the second single, Unstoppable. I've listened to both of these. You can find them kind of on the deep internet, but they're there. And then he says, which was an instant track, right? So we will absolutely play the next single and whatever else we can throw out there. It's all about interweaving the songs that everybody wants to hear, the old school original classics from us, aka Down with the Sickness. You're always going to get that. And then, of course, throwing the new songs in there as well. And the reason I read that so slowly is because I wanted to reiterate the point that on the free show a few weeks back, we covered the live stream of Clutch's new record, and I felt it was great. They always present really well, and I know I've talked about this before, but just for Disturbed to say that was great, because that's why you go to the show. We didn't get that in that free live stream. They might have played one or two songs from, you know, 20 years ago that, like, if you're trying to bring in new fans and bring in a new record, those new fans aren't going to know that stuff unless they're like true fans. But I'm like old, so of course I knew those songs. And I like the new ones too. They're great. That's gotten 1,000 spins on my commute, my Monday morning drive time. We might be doing a traffic and news and weather alerts soon. I'm not really sure what's going to happen. But anyways, so they're pretty excited about it. I'm excited about it too. If you guys are excited or aren't excited, feel free to chime in and let us know what your thoughts are on Disturbed's new record and their new singles, Hey You and Unstoppable. Disturbed, case closed. What's next? Oh, I like this. We talked about these guys not that long ago. I think it was on the free show too. And maybe this is a trend with them. I don't know. And it's fine if it is. So they're, anyways, Tool is teasing something related to 10,000 Days. So if you guys know Tool, they're big time. I think that was like their fourth studio album. This is from metalinjection.net. We like them. Anyways, so they have something new. It's the first headline on their website. So if you guys want to check it out. Anyway, metalinjection.net says the Tool hype train is slowly revving up, though toward what is currently unclear. So in typical Tool, Maynard James Keenan fashion. It's really kind of vague. But anyways, they got some new stuff coming out. You guys can read it for yourself. I think they have a teaser video on there. I'm not going to spoil it here. But I listen to it on my own in my free time. And anyways, Alex Gray, based on hashtags, and the band's 2006 track, Intention, playing as far as When We Can Expect Whatever This Is, Jones and the band simply stated in the caption, coming soon. So now, as with everything Tool related, we wait and see what they're up to. Because, well, that's what we always have to do. But they keep us hanging, the edge of our seat. And for any Tool fans, we are patiently waiting. And we'll sit at the edge of that seat until it's released. And I'm sure that it will be typical Tool and absolutely killer. I'm looking forward to it. Tool. Tool's teasing something related to 10,000 Days. Metalinjection.net. Check it out for yourself. Tool. Case closed. What else we got? Oh, this is pretty cool. This comes to us from loudwire.com. Every 2023 Rock Plus Metal Grammy nominee revealed. So I'm not going to go through all these because there's a lot. But according to Loudwire, all the 2023 Grammy Award nominees were revealed Tuesday, November 15th, which was today. So again, fresh coffee. Including those in the rock and metal categories. And if the nominees were read, it's looking like a potentially big year for acts such as Brandi Carlile, Ozzy Osbourne, Turnstile, The Black Keys, and Robert Plant. Other rock and metal acts who have been nominated for awards this year include Megadeth, Ghost, Muse, Red Hot Chili Peppers, RHCP, Machine Gun Kelly, that's questionable, Under Oath, Spoon, I like them, Elvis Costello, RIP. We did a he was in a super group a few weeks back on the free show. Brian Adams, Beck, The War on Drugs, Arctic Monkeys, Arcade Fire, Yeah, Bjork, Danny Elfman, and Florence and the Machine. So they go through and give you the whole list. Best, I'll give you the categories: best rock performance, best metal performance, best rock song, best rock album, best alternative music album, and it goes on and on and on. But anyway, it is a good read. It's pretty short, and I think you guys will have fun reading it. And if you want to chime in, that's at the Rock Rewind Review.com, and that comes from you from Loudwire.com. Every 2023 rock and metal Grammy nominee. So awards, case closed. What's next? I don't know which one to do. All right, so we'll do this one. This comes from our favorite site. WeAreThePit.com, sponsored again, still very top of that. Magnum large size condoms. Click here to learn more. I don't know. No glove, no love. Safety first. It's no accident. But the headline is, Zakk Wylde says he's learning some Pantera songs by watching YouTube videos. I find that interesting. And according to WeAreThePit.com, if we're being honest, Zakk Wylde's approach so far to this whole Pantera reunion celebration thing is actually pretty refreshing. Rather than put on a front like he's got this shit on lock already, the guy's been super candid in the press, and that's all a bit of a work in progress at the moment. Well, I find that odd because I did see some years ago, there were some cancellations, but Zakk Wylde did play with Pantera, and Ozzy couldn't play. I talked about it, I think, on the free show, maybe the Patreon. You guys can look that up in your free time, what episode that is, but that's patreon.com/TheRockRewindReview for all exclusive and ad-free content. You can check that out for yourself. But I did see the show, and Phil Anselmo and Pantera played, like, I don't know, 4 hours. They played the Black Sabbath show, the Ozzy show, and the Pantera show. Zakk Wylde was there for all of it, and again, it was a number of years ago. I may have indulged in some libations, so I mean, that I've heard every note, but I can tell you it was absolutely phenomenal. So I don't think for a minute that Zach Wilde needs to go to YouTube, but maybe he is. I don't know. Maybe he wants to hone his craft. I mean, you can always keep learning, right? Like, no matter what you do, you can always get better. I don't know if YouTube is the best place to do that, but at least for him, as far as getting guitar riffs, because he's one of the greats and always has been, as far as I'm concerned. So, wearethepit.com. Zach Wilde says he's learning some Pantera songs by watching YouTube videos. I respect that. So maybe he gets some clicks, some views, some likes, subscribes, reviews to some other people that, you know, that's their thing. They just play Pantera songs. And maybe that's not his thing. He's been in like a whole bunch of bands and, well, he has to devote some brain power to some other things. So shout out to him, to YouTube. But you can check that article out for yourself. Wearethepit.com. And we got one last piece of news here. This one's I like for personal reasons. So I'll put it underneath for you guys. I don't even know if I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do it. So a few years ago, 2001, I'll set it up. So there's this weird time after grunge, so post-grunge, and at least for me, grunge was like high school. Get out of high school, go to college, you go off, do some other stuff. Post-grunge, in between, there was this lull between new metal and I guess it's post-punk. I don't know, really know what it is. But this band's called Boy Hits Car. They had some bangers. I think it was from 2001. That record might have had one or two skips on it. It was absolutely fantastic. Well, so they got some new stuff coming out. And I'm pretty excited about it. So, anyway, they got a new record. It's going to be great. They were kind of like in the same vein as... I'm about to say, like, I don't know, Thursday or like Vex Red. But you had, like, I don't know. You had, like, one or two years. It was a very narrow window to catch Boy Hits Car or Thursday or even, again, Vex Red. But the headline from bravewords.com, Boy Hits Car. Issue new single, Injustice Fatigue. I don't know what that means, but veteran hard rockers, of course, well, that's what they're calling it, so maybe I was wrong with the post-punk. Boy Hits Car return on November 11th, Veterans Day, shout out, with a brand new song slash video, Injustice Fatigue, which serve as the taste of what's to come from the forthcoming full-length Waves of Sound Across Oceans of Time, which will be released via Darkstar / Sony Records sometime in 2023. So again, like Tool, keeping us on the ends of our seats, I'll be there. Find streaming options at orkt.co. Injustice Fatigue single video directed by Perry Reginald will arrive on most digital platforms. So you guys can check that out for yourself. I don't know if you remember Boy Hits Car, but they had this one. I'll run it up. It's called As I Watch the Sun Fuck the Ocean. That was on their self-titled record. Their other big banger from that one was, I forget. Oh, I'm a Cloud. Yeah. Great record. Like I said, maybe one or two skips on there, but it was absolutely fantastic. So, anyways, I think that's a wrap. That's the news. A lot of fresh coffee in there, guys. Nothing stale. So, again, fresh coffee, fresh bagels, fresh metal news. And as always, the free show. You can catch it most Thursdays. We are on hiatus. Maybe do a free show first week of December after Thanksgiving. We'll see what shakes out. But that's the Rock Rewind Review. And that's at therockrewindreview.com. You can find us at all things social at The Rock Rewind Review. And if you want to contribute to make this continued possible, as you guys know, if you do listen, season one was a wrap with episode 10. So if you want to continue to make it possible, it does cost a few bucks to do this. You can hit us on patreon.com/therockrewindreview. And hopefully every night in the future over the hiatus, I'm going to really try my best to do the overnight rewind. I think it's good. The metrics tend to say that you guys like it. So I'm going to continue to do it. But anyways, with that said, have a good night. See you tomorrow.